This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Got a thing for the blondie. Me not think that's beside me. I be the Clyde, you my Bonnie. I got you if you got me. No lies. See, I've been with regular chicks. Jealous of the attention I get. Think about when I get on, I'ma split. Heard all the rumors, but shorty don't trip. She keep it real, yo. Let that chill, yo. Keep me grounded in the field and stay on my heels, yo. Rachel Ray, she chef for real, yo. Said she ill, yo. From the mud, so she know exactly how I feel. So, like a trophy, I'ma keep her clean and comfortably. Show her off in the public, cause it feels good to be me in front of someone with no judging. Though she wasn't with me shooting in the gym before the fame. The way she cheered me on, I probably dropped like 40 points a game. Kobe ain't no giving up. One day.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Tuesday, April 1st of 2025. Day 91st of the year, and only 274 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Oh, yes, hanging out doing our thing, because if not, we'd be hanging out doing your thing. I think that's how that goes. Anyways, how has the last 24 hours or so been for you? Because that's always going to be a crucial part to anything related to our conversation. So keep that in mind as we are going through the plethora of things to talk about. Anyways, if you're new here, our show consists of safety in the news and safety. That's really how we go about. It is a 3-hour show. Only hour one is on a podcast and on a video feeder. Hour two and three, it's mostly music and entertainment stuff that we kind of cover during there. As everything else, we do talk about the world of the news. We do bring in some professional broadcasters that will come in, hang out, and do their thing. So that's it. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. We'll get you there above and beyond on everything that you need to do, because that's the easiest way to get a hold of us and move into our interlingo of the things that are happening. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
I love when things get moved and the buttons are too far away from pushing. So that's what happened there. Just in case we were wondering of what the delay was. So yes, let's talk about some news and noteworthy things. The astronauts who spent 9 months in space speak publicly since their heroic return last week. Also, Shoti Hotain, a 50-50 card sells at auction. And Paris Hilton helps a woman own business. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. Also, there's no bad blood following Morgan Wallen's abrupt exit. And a famous face of the cast of House of Dragons. We'll talk about that. Also, the primary accuser connected to Prince Andrew's to Jeffrey Epstein suffers a disastrous accident. And we'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. And also in their first public comment since landing back on Earth, we'll talk about all that. And that's what we're going to open up with after we bring in our pros, our peeps, our people that know the lingo and the bingo. Not lingo and bingo, but, you know, they know the lingo of what the hell's going on. Yeah, those peeps. I don't know what's going on with that camera today. So, yeah, that's it. So, a lot of stuff. Why don't we get it started? We get all rated R here. Like I said, callinradio.com. It'll override everything. I'll see it right there in the corner of our system. Also, some people will go, well, I can do this stuff on social media. Well, you can, but I just don't see it until afterwards. But that's it. That's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's start off with what's going on with the news, because I think that's going to be important.
Here is the news on the Royal Safety Show.
I'm just hitting buttons left and right ahead of time.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Myanmar's declared a week of national mourning over the earthquake, which has left over 2,000 people dead. Rescuers in Myanmar and Thailand continue to search for survivors, with dozens still missing. French right-wing leader Marine Le Pen's promised to appeal her ban from standing for office. She's been barred from elections for 5 years after being found guilty of embezzling European Union funds. Le Pen and her allies say the case has been politically motivated. France 24 journalist Jean-Emile Jamin says an appeal could take a long time.
She called this completely a violation of French law. Doesn't guarantee the European Convention of Human Rights is what she says. And she says it's a political decision. So she is going to appeal, but she says that she doesn't have faith in the appeal process because there's such a backlog of French cases currently that it could take between 18 months and 2 years to appeal this. And of course, that takes us past what we expect to be the date of the presidential election in 2027, which she was very much the front runner in. The national rally is also having to pay back some fines, and Le Pen herself, her political future still so much up in the air, and it's going to be stretched out. We have no idea what's going to really happen.
Exporters around the world are bracing for the impact of Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs from tomorrow. In the UK, the government's acknowledged it's unlikely to be spared from import taxes on goods sent to the US. International trade expert Dmitry Grosobinski says the impact remains unclear.
The Trump administration has been clear that its list of potential grievances is long and ever-changing. It considers anything fair game to put a country into that box of treating the US unfairly.
The US has announced sanctions against six officials from China and Hong Kong over the Chinese government's crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement. Washington and its allies have accused Beijing of not honouring a commitment to allow the formerly British territory a high degree of autonomy. Ira Spitzer reports.
In a statement, the U.S. State Department accused the six officials of using a controversial national security law to, quote-unquote, intimidate, silence, and harass 19 pro-democracy activists who were forced to flee overseas, including a U.S. citizen. The threat of that national security law sparked widespread pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong in 2019 as Beijing sought to assert control over the city, which it reclaimed from the UK in 1997, along with a promise to give Hong Kong significant autonomy for 50 years. The sanctions are the first major moves by the new Trump administration to crack down on China over the Hong Kong protests. Relations between China and the U.S. have become more strained recently following a series of tariffs on Chinese products announced by Washington.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
I have a message for our American friends and all others who are listening.
Today, Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen, with his reaction to the Trump administration's insistence that it needs to own Greenland, a position aggressively voiced again over the weekend by Vice President J.D. Vance during a visit to the autonomous region of Denmark. Mr. Rasmussen, along with five of Greenland's six political parties and the entire Danish establishment, is furious.
Many accusations and many allegations have been made. We are open to criticism, but let me be completely honest. We do not appreciate the tone in which it's being delivered. We respect that the United States needs a greater military presence in Greenland. We, Denmark and Greenland, are very much open to discussing this with you with an open mind. We still have the defense agreement from 1951. It offers ample opportunity for the United States to have a much stronger military presence in Greenland. If that is what you wish, then let us discuss it. We can do more, much more, within the framework we have today. Let us make use of that, and let us do it together.
But the US does not seem to think existing arrangements are sufficient, and President Trump has implied the possibility of US military action to seize the territory. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Myanmar's declared a week of national mourning over the earthquake which has left over 2,000 people dead. French right-wing leader Marine Le Pen's promising to appeal her ban from standing for office. Exporters around the world are bracing for the impact of Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs from tomorrow, and the US has announced sanctions against six officials from China and Hong Kong over the Chinese government's crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service. Anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, here we go. 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. That's for sure. So let's get into the move and the groove of the things that we need to talk about, because there's a lot going on and little time to talk about it, because apparently I just am, not moving as fast as I used to. That's what it sounds like. Anyways, in their first public comment since landing back on Earth, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sudie Williams expressed nothing but gratitude for their adventure in space, their experience despite the months-long delay to their return. Wilmore, as a commander of the ill-fated Boeing Starline capsule, says that some of the blame of the whole fiasco lies on him for failing to ask some of the right questions, failing to ask some of the right questions that might have prevented the thruster error that stranded him and Williams there in the first place. He rejected passing along blame to anyone, including Boeing, saying that during Monday's press conference, blame that term. I don't like that term. Certainly, there is responsibility throughout all the program, and certainly you can start with me. Ownership and accountability. Is that something even humanly possible that people even do anymore? Okay, I say people as a general term, not just that aspect, but you get the point. So, yeah, think about it for a moment. Responsibility. Blame fixes nothing. Yes. Okay. So let's continue. Worth noting, both Wilmore and Williams previously served as Navy test pilots and considering piloting test missions for Boeing at the height of their career in that regard. This is according to Sky News. So what do you think? Because of what we talk about here, when someone says that whole thing right there, that I'm the person to blame, what do you think? What comes to mind immediately? Is there anything? Or do you go, oh, what a brush of breath air?
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes I just can't resist, baby. So you get the point. Okay, so let's continue talking. An analyst of America's 10 major fast food chains revealed the quickest spots to pick up food on a go. Customers passing through Taco Bell drive-thru spent just 4.3 minutes from arriving to receiving their food. Chick-fil-A had the longest wait times at 8 minutes, but Chick-fil-A also averaged the most number of cars in the line at any given point in time over the last decade. If you adjust the wait time for the number of cars in the chain actually comes out to the fastest, it also ranks as one of the most accurate with 92% perfect orders. KFC botched nearly 20% of their orders that they went through. KFC. I have to tell you, close to where I live, they have this new version of KFC that they're testing out that's called Saucy. Saucy. Now, I'll tell you, when it first opened, and this was probably like 2 months ago, give or take, of course, the line was wrapped around the building. The car line wrapped around the building as well and went into the street. Apparently, it's not living up to standards. I'm just going to tell you. I'm not picking here. I went once and I was like, it's all right. I mean, I think that the other chicken place is better, called Cane's. Nothing's close, though, but they're about to build one. And now... you can get into Saucy, walk straight in, and get your order relatively quick as long as they have it right. And the other portion is that it's at the point right now that if you go inside of there, you walk straight in and straight out, and Uber Eats, yeah, I'm going branding here, all of a sudden has an option where they have a lot of their stuff is buy one, get one. So not a good sign on something that you're testing.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, Rated R Safety Show. Let's continue. White Lotus star Theo James is the latest name to be tossed in the running for the next James Bond. According to Coral, a UK-based bookie, this past weekend was brought to reduction in odds, James playing the character 2-1. Other names include Henry Cavill, Tom Hardy, and Aaron Taylor Johnson. This is all according to The Sun. I don't think I'm familiar with Theo James, at least not by name recognition, and that's terrible, I know. We should know these things, especially if I'm going to be talking about, oh, I know who that is now. Theo James, hey. There you go. I mean, hey, if you're wanting to go younger demo, that would probably be the way to go. Just saying. Anyways, at the one of the kind of tops of the dynamic back line, Shohei Ohtani baseball card sold at auction for $1 million. The autographed card featured a piece of Ohtani's pants from when he reached the 50-50 club. The amount The amount has come as no surprise. The 50-50 ball sold at auction for $4.3 million. The record is Ohtani is the only player in history to hit 50 homers and have 50 steals in the same season. This is according to TMZ. Also in some other news, Paris Hilton's nonprofit 1111 Media Impact is partnering with GoFundMe.org to offer $25,000 recovery grant to 50 women-owned businesses that were impacted by Eaton Fire. Through the powerful partnership, they're going to be helping them rebuild where they're investing into their futures, their families, and their neighborhoods, Hilton stated. More than 1,800 businesses were affected by Eaton and the Palisade wildfires, according to the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation. This is all according to ABC. So there you go. Okay, and some other news. Take a listen to this. Wall Street reached the Mofassison reports that YouTube is worth $475 billion and $550 million, composing about 30% of parent company Alphabet total valuation. The report comes as the video sharing site is on pace to become the biggest media company in the world this year in terms of total revenue. Last year, it lagged only Disney, excluding Disney's revenue from the parks and product sales. Noting last month that Nielsen scored YouTube as the largest source to TV in the United States in terms of total viewing, putting in ahead of the legacy places such as Paramount, NBC, Universal, Fox Corp, and Disney. Meanwhile, the congressional set deadline to figure out what to do with TikTok looms this weekend, and President Trump says that he expects to announce some kind of deal this week. So there you go. So let's talk about this. I don't know what streaming services you have, but if you do have YouTube, which used to be RedTube before or some shit like that, but if you have YouTube Premium, number one, it takes out the ads unless the creator of the whatever the video is implants the ad into it. But it also gives you the video streaming service and the music streaming service. So it doesn't come out to be a bad deal. I have noticed because of what we get to do around here, I spend more time on YouTube than any other source of crap that I use. And I spend a lot of time behind the microphone because, listen, I'm going to tell you this. Probably shouldn't talk about this. But almost all classes that we do virtually come out of this studio because it's between the radio people and this studio. And I come out and hang out and do the stuff that needs to be done. Just an easier way of doing it. So there you go. Okay, let's continue down the path as we are talking. A feature at Camping World locations is the massive 3,200 square foot American flag flying on the company's property. In Greenville, North Carolina, the city says that It's taking legal action to have the flag taken down for violating municipal ordinance, which reads flags to 206 that restricts flags to 216 square feet on a 70-foot tall pole. But Camping World CEO says that the flag isn't coming down. Not if I lose the lawsuit, not if they fine me $1 million, not if they lock me up in jail, he says, adding that I'm not compromising what I believe in because I know that it's not hurting anybody. Also, the CEO said that he did clarify that he has not put up the big flags at some locations that are close to airports in order to comply with the FAA regulation. So let me ask you this. Because it's always confusing when it comes to this stuff. Is him having this mammoth flag hurting anyone? Is it going to cause some issues? I mean, I would imagine as a good Samaritan, rain, hurricanes, and all that stuff, the traditional stuff that you'd bring the flag down for, I'm assuming, and yes, I did say the word assumption, that they're corresponding with those things. Now, if they're not, that's a different story. And then maybe that should be talked about. Anyways, weird stuff. I mean, this is what we're going to focus on. But there you go. Okay, suffer. Yeah, what? Nope, not suffer. It's surfer. RJ LaMandola says that he's suffering from PTSD after a demonic sea lion bit him, a demonic one, and dragged him into the water off the coast of California. In a Facebook post about the incident, LaMandola noted that the animal was, you know, being a little curious and playful that he typically associated with sea lions. Now researchers believe that the toxic algae could have blamed the strange behavior, causing the mammal to act aggressively and appear lethargic. The Marine Mammal Care, which has taken about 156 sea lions since February, is now urging the public to be more cautious about what goes down the storm drain because everything goes back into the ocean. This is according to ABC. What else do we got around here? Let's take a look around. Let's talk about the swamp real quick. Today, Wisconsin returns to the ballot box to elect a new state Supreme Court judge. Also, President Trump has endorsed former Attorney General and Waukesha Circuit Court Brad Schimmel. Also on the ballot is a binding referendum to codify voter ID laws into the state constitution. So that all happens today. So it sounds like an important day out there in Wisconsin. Not that any other day is not important, but I'm just saying, you know, doing your civil duties real quick as we are talking. Okay, what else? A couple of different things. Let's talk real quick about the Dow. The Dow increased by 417 points to close at 42,001 on Monday. And the S&P increased by 30 points to close at 5,611. And the NASDAQ lost 23 points to close at 17,299. West Texas Intermediate closed at $71 a barrel. And Brent crude was at, let's see, $74 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.16. And Bitcoin was mostly flat on Monday, trading just around $82,700. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $29 million jackpot or a $13.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, let's go ahead and do that. What else can we do? Let me jump to something that I wanted to talk about because we mentioned it at the top of the hour. And then we'll go back if we need to because it sounds like this might be important. The woman who accused Prince Andrew of sexually assaulting her when she was a teenager now says that she has just days to live after suffering a freak accident. Virginia Geoffrey posted a video of herself on Instagram saying that she had been hit by a bus while in her car and is suffering of kidney failure. And now that just has days to live, she captioned the picture in part, but I think it is important to note that when a school bus driver comes at you at 110 kilometers per hour as we were slowing down for a turn, that no matter what car is made of, it might as well have been a tin can. In 2022, Andrew paid an unspecified amount to settle the sexual assault suit brought to him by Virginia. She believed to be in Australia. This is all according to the Daily Mail. So a lot of stuff as we are talking and going through it. So there you go. Also, let's talk about some other things. An Instagram glitch made it appear that Hailey Bieber unfollowed husband Justin Bieber, adding to the ongoing rumors of their marital issues. After some super sleuthing, it seems that Justin briefly deactivated his account, and upon reactivation, it took a while for all of his followers to show up. Meanwhile, Justin posted some more videos about his emotional struggles while debuting a new piercing in his nose. I guess that's important. I'm having emotional struggles, so, and I got a nose piercing. It happens, I guess. Okay, David Beckham former's assistants insist that the two did in fact have an affair. Rebecca Liu sat down with 60 Minutes Australia saying that she never exaggerated or lied about a single thing, despite the Beckhams saying that she did. Accusations first surfaced in 2004 when Looms claimed that Beckham invited her to a hotel while his wife, Victoria Beckham, was out of town. The allegations were surfaced following the Netflix 2023 docuseries Beckhams via the Australia, the 60 Minutes Australia. Let me give you this one real quick before we go into anything else. John Cena is the face of Neutrogena's new sunscreen you can't see campaign. The product, Ultra Sheer Mineral Face Liquid Sunscreen, is a lightweight formula, is invisible finish, which is clearly a match for the 16-time world champion who is known for being invisible. As part of the campaign, Cena revealed that he is neglectful past when it came to using sunscreen, and as a result, he's having cancerous spots removed. Now he says that sun care is a priority. So the you can't see me, man. So let's see. He's doing facial sunscreen. Tate McRae's doing something for Neutrogena. Apparently Neutrogena has some stuff going on over there for sure. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into our main story because that's important.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, but a lot of time to talk and move and groove and all that fun stuff. Yeah, sorry about the snapping in the ear because nobody likes that. Okay, so let's talk about this because, listen, I don't know how things in your life work. I don't know how things in my life work sometimes. Seems like some synchronicities, constructs, some weird things that happen, but we talk about them sometimes, but not all the time, but maybe we need to get into some bigger detail sooner rather than later. But let's leave it at that for now. So let me tell you what's been on my mind. You know that from time to time, regardless of what you do for work, you have some of these big plans, big reveals, big duties that you have to do. You have these big, let's just call them projects, because that might help, that come about, that you have to look at and go, oh, crapola, we have to do this thing. You know what I'm talking about. You know that you have those things that come up, and you go, okay, if we do not do this now, I feel that we are never going to get to it. You know what I'm talking about? Because these things are important as we are talking. And the reason that I bring this up is because why is it that some of the projects that we get to do feel so big at times? Why is it that some of the projects that come about seem to be so ginormous? Yes, I did use the term ginormous for us to be able to do things that need to happen. I don't know. But when that project comes up, what is the general feeling? Yeah, I did say feeling. What is the general feeling of the things you have to do? There has to be these gigantic structures and plans to put these things in place. Now, when you take a look at this, though, it's amazing most of the time the amount of detail and care that will go into one of these ginormous projects to make sure that everything's going to function. Why is that? Because that's what we do. We focus on these big, overlooping projects that need to be done, and a lot of stuff is planned for it. Let me flip that coin for you real quick. Why is it, though, that when we start taking a look at other stuff, it becomes a little bit more difficult? Why is it that when we look at other stuff, it becomes a little bit estranged? And the reason that I say this is the simple stuff that we get to do in life, there's not a lot of big hoopla behind it. And that is sometimes where errors live inside of our system. It's not the big plan thing. And why is that? Because so many eyes are on it. It is perfectly developed to be scaled out piece by piece by piece by piece by piece by piece, kind of like eating an elephant, if one may say so in that fashion. Not that you're going to eat an elephant, but just as an example. You're not going to eat the whole damn thing at one time. It's going to be small sessions in regards to getting stuff done. But the weird part here is that when we are doing these smaller things, all of a sudden we want to do it all at one time. Not as well planned out. Not as well thought of. Not as well curated, if one may say. So here's the thing that I run into. I will tell you that recently I started on a pretty big project. Well, I shouldn't say recently. I should say I've been working on a pretty big project that for some reason, at certain points of the project, I wanted this to be done, not realizing that it was going to take time and time and time and time and time in regards to building the structure. I was trying to look at it from the aspect that we do other things, where it would just be like, hey, it's done. Hey, it's quick. And yes, I have this bad habit of trying to do work relatively quick, opposed to it being meticulous in certain aspects. And the problem is that this bigger project that I have been working on has to be very meticulous on how things happen. So maybe that's the stuff to consider. How do you do your projects? And at the end of it, what is the important aspect that you look at when it's all said and done? Or is it just one of those things you're just trying to get it over with?
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it. And if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is Fisher's Safety Training, old, stale, and hacked.
Fisher's Safety Trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
That she lit me up. Thought my heart would end up cold, but she's so fine, she lit me up.
Type of woman make me love like homebody, never been a club type. Any other nigga getting dubbed right. Baby, I need more from you. I'm selfish with your love and I need more of it. I never could get bored of it. Obsessed with every section to the core of it.
I promise, baby, there ain't nothing else worth all my time. I promise, baby, you're the only one that's on my mind. All right, yeah.
Told me ain't no giving up. One day we gon' live it up. Give the world to you soon as I find gift wrap that's big enough. Shorty be my pick me up. When I'm down, she lift me up. Though my heart would end up cold, but she's so fine, she lift me up. Hey.
Okay, here we are, 45 minutes past the top of the hour, hanging out on the Rated R Safety Show still. Yep, that's how it goes. For my baby, Tyrell Kenneth, that's what you're listening to here. Song still available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Might want to give it a little streamer-eamer action. Would like to say thank you to Tyrell Kenneth for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. There you go. So a couple things to talk about right away as we're getting into this thing that we do here. I mean, number one, start off with the most important aspect that I can tell you, and this is the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, all kinds of information related to the things that are going on. No doubt about that. There will be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. We'll tell you, one of my favorite organizations that I get to interact with in regards of things that are going on, no doubt there. But that's just a thing that I like to talk about because I think it's so important. Just FYI, as we are hanging out and doing our thingo. No doubt there. Anyways, let me tell you about this other thing that we got going on. If you are not aware, I have to tell you about this. Yeah, this right. Oh, wrong side. This right here, if you're hanging out on the screen or inner, talking about the 2025 safety, well, energy, well, 2025 Energy Safety Conference that's taking place in Banff. Yes, Banff. Would love to see you there. We're going to be broadcasting from that place. Lovely place, I might add, too. If you want to come and hang out with us, Energy Safety Canada, April the 28th through May the 1st. Oops, did the wrong thing there, just in case. Yeah, so you can see some people that are going to be there. Brett Sutton, Sean Brady, of course, myself listed there. Jeff Lith, Stephen Scott, just to name a few. If you want to come and hang out and do all the fun stuff that we'll be doing at the conference, April the 28th through May the 1st, I will tell you, this is my third year in a row going. One of my favorite conferences that I get to go to, no doubt about it. And the place is, besides that there's great information and things that are going on and the people that you get to meet, great, 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 if I may say so myself. Great scenery, great things that are just going on. And it's one of those weird things that when you're going through all of it, you're looking at it and going, what is going on in this world here? Because it is that good in regards of some of the info that people are sharing. And you're looking around going, how did all of this happen and who put this together? Because it is some good times, no doubt there. In regards to what we're talking about. So there you go. Anyways, what else do we have going on? Let's talk. Let me take a look. Let's see. Wikipedia is getting a little picky. It's one of the most popular websites out there. But we've seen some of the pictures used out there. Even Wiki-owned editors admit that its featured photos, especially celebrities, can be terrible. But now a group of amateur photographers have banded together in the mission to fix that. Part of the problem is the professional photographers who attend movie premieres tend to work for agencies and their work is copyrighted. That means that if you use their pictures, a fee must be paid, and Wiki largely runs by volunteers, doesn't have the budget to do that. So WikiPortraits has been launched to recruit volunteer photographers around the world and get them permission to attend film festivals, conferences, and other events where famous and beautiful people gather so their pictures can be taken and added to their Wikipedia profiles. By the way, Wiki has many unflattering pics of famous people that there are actual Instagram accounts dedicated to it. So there you go. Some stuff to think about, no doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about something a little bit happier, and let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what's going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Dobie. Elizabeth Cady Stanton said, "The best protection any woman can have is courage." Excellent. Courage is good for everyone, by the way. I have somebody special in my life who really struggled with this. She didn't when she was younger, but then something horrible happened in her life, and she crawled into a shell. It took many years for her to come back out of that shell, and I'm so glad she made it out. Courage was a big part of that. She struggled to do things that were not really hard to do, but they were hard for her to do, because she lacked courage. I thank God Almighty that she has entered a new chapter in her life now.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. In these tumultuous times, we must guard our hearts. We cannot allow heated political differences, financial crises, or hard times to turn us into angry or bitter people. We are called to love, not only those who love us, but also our enemies. Determine that with God's help, you're going to respond in the Spirit of Christ, no matter what others do. Never allow anyone to make you into someone you are not. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. That's Proverbs 4:23. Lord Jesus, give me a pure heart and a right spirit. No matter what others may do, your holy name I pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
President Donald Trump has threatened military action against Iran if it does not agree to a new nuclear deal.
In a statement, Trump warned that there will be bombing if negotiations do not proceed. Iran has rejected direct negotiations with the U.S., according to state media reports. The standoff raises concerns about escalating tensions in the Middle East. Liam White reporting.
North Korean apples are now being sold in Russian supermarkets, highlighting increased cooperation between the two nations. The apples are priced at 169 rubles per kilogram and join other North Korean products previously banned by international sanctions.
This development reflects Russia's departure from United Nations sanctions imposed on North Korea for its nuclear and ballistic missile tests. The partnership follows a comprehensive agreement signed by Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Benjamin Wright reporting.
President Donald Trump proposed new tariffs on imported automobiles takes effect today, citing national security concerns.
The proposed 25% tariffs have drawn criticism from international leaders and domestic consumers alike. Economists warn that these tariffs could lead to increased vehicle prices and potential retaliation from trading partners. The administration maintains that the measures are necessary to protect American industries. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has declined to hear a challenge regarding Elon Musk's $1 million payments to voters.
The court's decision effectively allows the payments to proceed, despite controversy over their legality. Critics argue that such payments could influence electoral outcomes and set a concerning precedent. Supporters contend that the contributions are a form of political expression protected under the First Amendment. Kyle Norris reporting.
A 70-year-old man in Florida has been arrested after allegedly driving his vehicle into another man exiting hitting a truck adorned with pro-Trump flags.
The incident occurred in a parking lot, leading to charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Authorities report that the victim sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect is being held pending further investigation. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Actor Richard Chamberlain, renowned for his roles in Shogun and The Thorn Birds, has passed away at the age of 90.
Chamberlain died in Waimanalo, Hawaii, due to complications following a stroke. His career spanned several decades, earning him acclaim in both television and film. Fans and colleagues have expressed their condolences and celebrated his contributions to the arts. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Okay, so there you go. Let's start talking right away about some things that happened back on this date, because that sounds like something important to talk about, don't you think? If I take a look around, in particularly at 2019, online sales in the U.S. overtake retail sales for the first time. According to the Commerce Department, the non-store retail sales accounted for 11.813 of total compared to 11.8 of the general merchandise. Let's say brick and mortar sales are still higher than it comes in other categories such as auto and restaurant. So there you go. Also, let's see some birthdays going on today. Logan Paul turns 30, Kid Ink 39, Hillary Scott 39. Randy Orton turns 45, Aaron Goodwin turns 49, Rachel Maddow 52, Kevin Dean turns, 56, Susan Boyle 64, Dan Pohl turns 70, Barry Sonnenfeld turns 72, Samuel Alito 75, and Ali McGraw turns 86 today. Looking at some birthdays that are going on out there, if you're curious about what is going on. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's Lupus Alert Day and National Fun Day. Yeah, fun day, fun day, fun day, fun day. So there you go. If you need a rando for today, well, let's get you one of those, because why would we not get you one of those? I always wanted to have a day named after me, just not today. It is April Fool's Day, just in case you don't know that. Also, if you need a question or if you need a phone starter, try this. What April Fool's Day prank were you a witness to that seriously backfired? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Our spouse is our favorite April Fool's Day's prank victim. According to a survey, who's number 10? Our pets. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a grand time when you and I get to do our thing together. No doubt about that. You are always the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. Without you, it makes absolutely no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. So keep that in mind as we are talking. Okay. So, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The greatest lesson in life is to know what even fools are right sometimes. The greatest lesson in life is to know that even fools are right at sometimes. So there you go. That's going to sum it up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Top of the hour, I'll be going over to Radio Big. If you want to come up and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If not, you can hang out here on Safety FM and talk to the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. Keep it-
but clean and comfortably show her off in the public, cause it feels good to be me in front of someone with no judging. Though she wasn't with me shooting in the gym before the fame, the way she cheered me on, I probably dropped like 40 points a game. Told me ain't no giving up, one day we gon' live it up. Give the world to you soon as I find gift wrap that's big enough. Shorty be my pick me up, when I'm down she lift me up. Though my heart would end up cold, but she's so fine, she lit me up. Hey.